The poem about remembering everything started out as sort of a parody of a preoccupation we had back in the 20th century. You remember some of that. And the preoccupation was a way of handling time by splitting it up into decades. So we would very knowledgeably talk about the 60s and the 40s and the 70s and the 80s, as if every 10 years everything changed at the stroke of midnight, metaphor, style, morality, etc. And I call the poem Nostalgia because it seemed that along with this kind of rosy view of the past, we were expected to feel a soft, kind of bittersweet feeling toward the parade, the passing parade of these decades. And so the poem is called Nostalgia. Remember the 1340s? We were doing a dance called the catapult. You always wore brown, the color craze of the decade. And I was draped in one of those capes that were popular, the ones with unicorns and pomegranates and needlework. Everyone would pause for beer and onions in the afternoon. And at night, we would play a game called Find the Cow. Everything was hand-lettered back then, not like today. Where is the summer of 1572 gone? Brocade and sonnet marathons were the rage. We used to dress up in the flags of rival baronies and conquer one another in cold rooms of stone. Out on the dance floor, we were all doing the struggle while your sister practiced the Daphne all alone in her room. We borrowed the jargon of farriers for our slang. These days, language seems transparent, a badly broken code. The 1790s will never come again. Childhood was big. People would take walks to the very tops of hills and write down what they saw in their journals without speaking. Our collars were high. Our hats were extremely soft. We would surprise each other with alphabets made of twigs. It was a wonderful time to be alive, or even dead. I am very fond of the period between 1815 and 1821. Europe trembled while we sat still for our portraits. And I would love to return to 1901, if only for a moment, time enough to wind up a music box and do a few dance steps. Or shoot me back to 1922 or 1941, or at least let me recapture the serenity of last month when we picked berries together and glided through afternoons in a canoe. Even this morning would be an improvement over the present. I was in the garden then, surrounded by the hum of bees and the Latin names of flowers, watching the early light flash off the slanted windows of the greenhouse and silver the limbs on the rows of dark hemlocks. As usual, I was thinking about the moments of the past, letting my memory rush over them like water rushing over the stones on the bottom of a stream. I was even thinking a little about the future, that place where people are doing a dance we cannot imagine, a dance whose name we can only guess.